Veteran ATL, Rachel Winder, coming to you live from the lost city of Atlanta, Georgia, via iTunes.
Apple Podcast.
And I botched Atlanta. Should I start over or should I just roll without?
Maybe we should just keep going.
This is what we do, transparency. Mm-hmm. Certain transparency here. Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and other reputable and, according to Rachel Winder, unreputable streaming sites worldwide. Now, this is a show where I can almost guarantee that Rachel will have very little to add to this show.
Which has never happened in my entire life.
Which is extremely like, yeah, right. I feel like it's more like a sounding board. Like you'll have some to add to because it's just strange.
You know
it's
me. Strange you stuff. Know me. I have no opinions about anything ever.
So yesterday I'm at work. And I'm having, and when I think about it now, it's a very inappropriate work conversation. I'm not sure why I was having this conversation at work. It was with a coworker, male and female, but I had this conversation too, also at work, 2 or 3 weeks ago. And it was a couple of females and they were talking to me about it and they had put me on to something.
Oh no, your fire stick is here.
Let's pause here.
What's your fire stick? Not that prostitute I ordered.
Somebody. Yes, sir.
I don't know if this is, I'm going to just completely edit that out. I'm not sure if that this is the fire stick that I was looking at. I'm not sure what this is. So now I got a little back in my email. I've ordered so much stuff over the last couple
Why?
Of weeks because, okay, so
you got bored.
Prime Day came.
Oh,
right?
Yes, Prime Day.
So I got some Beats. Hold on, let me show you the box here, right? Got these Beats.
Cool.
So these are like $300.
I don't spend that much on headphones because I lose
them. I would never in my life spend $300 on headphones.
What was the deal?
Because I got them for $139.
That's still too much money.
What is it really?
You know how much money I spend on headphones?
I don't.
$13.
When I was young, I already know what you're going to say. I know how this goes. Because when
you know
I was,
the free ones you get when you get an iPhone.
Which are horrible headphones,
no,
by the
not.
Way. Those aren't crazy. Like those Apple headphones
but
aren't crazy.
But you can't plug them into anything else now.
I don't even know if this is a fire. Oh, it is a fire stick. All right. Well, we'll be ripping into that later. And this might be sitting in the exact same place
You want to just start over?
Should we? Because the other show? No. It's just transparency.
All right.
We say we're going to have transparency. Great. We're going to go right into
Keep
it.
Going.
So we have I was having inappropriate conversations at work.
That's Wait, something. Is this recording? Are we recording?
We are.
Oh,
it's all going.
I
it's all going
that.
Here. Listen, I was just going to go in and just edit out the, like, I'm going to go in
no,
and look at where the silence
in.
Is. Should
You're
I keep the silence?
Edit out the fact that there was a prostitute at the door.
She didn't come in. Like, what's her problem?
You're right.
I'm wasting my money. That's the case. You know, but
he Uber Eats to prostitute.
Speaking of prostitution, this is so the subject we were discussing was, there's a woman and this, I'm just say this is how it started, but it was like just crazy fetishes in general.
Okay. Sure.
So we started by, I was at work and this girl comes to me and she says, hey, no, what was the context? Cause she didn't just come to me and say, I forgot what the context was, but she was like, hey, there's this girl on YouTube who's saying, explaining how you can make $500 a day selling pictures of your feet.
Yeah. This is
I
not
said,
news to me.
Selling pictures of your feet.
Yeah.
To who? And she was
Men.
Like, Men. I said, what are they doing with them? Like, what are they doing with pictures of women's feet? Like, are you like jerking off to pictures of a woman's foot?
Yeah, that's what
are
they're
you
doing.
Serious? So when she told me this, I'm like, this is a fascinating world to me. This is something that's so beyond me, beyond my comprehension. I don't understand this mm-hmm. for the life of me, Rach, because we have the internet.
Right.
And there are plenty of pictures of feet. Like
of feet, yeah.
On the internet. Women walk around with their feet out all the time. Is it...
I think
what's going on here?
Fetishes are very specific. So for certain people that like what they want is, say, a 22-year-old white girl from Georgia, whatever, then
isn't that just a preference though? Like
yeah.
Wanting a certain kind of person to date is a preference
but
in my opinion.
But I'm not talking about dating.
What are you doing?
Fetishes are very, very specific.
Right. I feel like the more specific you get, the more like of a fetish. Absolutely.
Right.
The more of a fetish.
So this person is like, I don't want to just, maybe it's something about like knowing, even if you just know the person's like name or maybe, I don't know. Cause it depends where they're making these $500 from. If it's like an app or something, maybe they know your, maybe they see your face or just your name and your age. Whereas like maybe if it's like Craigslist, then it's just the picture with the feet. I don't know. I would really depend on like where they're making this money from. But
where they're making the money from, like how, where she's getting,
right, what website she's using, what
I see,
but like that they might have specifications on the website of like size of foot or what color nails
that's
you
what
have.
They said. That's what, yeah, that's what she was saying to me yesterday. My
that's
coworker
what it
was
is.
Talking
like,
to me
you
about
can
that
Google it, but it's like the people that have fetishes, they don't want to see like, they don't necessarily want to see, Margot Robbie's feet. They want to see, cause Margot Robbie's feet are like just whatever size feet Margot Robbie is, like, you know, whereas what they want, maybe they want someone who has like, you know, who's a size 8 with red painted toenails. Like they have very specific things in mind. And so doing it through a website where they can pick their own preferences caters to whatever their fetish is. Granted, I don't know if any of this is right. This is just what I
know. What I
guess.
Your guess is it's lines up with what I've been told in both cases. I've had this conversation twice, and it lines up with in both cases with what the two girls told me in the beginning. Because the two girls, and when I was talking to the girls in the beginning, they were like, "Well, they like it because that's that picture of feet is for them. That's like that's your feet. That's like your foot picture."
Yeah.
So from a specific person. Mm-hmm. So they're like, it's more personal to them. Cause for the life of me, and I still now, as you can see, doing this show on a podcast, my third time discussing this. Now I have no clue why this exists.
You know, it's interesting because in the current age of like the very liberal media, and with like, you know, the most sexualities that there's ever been, the most sexual freedom there's ever been, there really is a thing of like, don't, what's the word? Shame anyone's fetishes is like a really big thing right now of like people's fetishes, like their sexuality. Don't shame them for doing something that's weird, like furries. Super
strange.
Weird. Strange. But
where do
don't
you buy those outfits?
Amazon Prime Day. I found one for $10 and I was like,
well,
normally it's $50
up on furries on Prime Day. I don't know where you find yours.
Yeah, geez. Prime Day. That's a perfect thing Prime Day is for. But though there's a lot of like, don't shame people for their fetishes right now, because like we are in the time of people being the most sexually free in terms of like whatever their weirdest,
like their sexuality or just
sexuality.
Like,
I mean, fetish is sort of, fetish and sexuality kind of go hand in hand. Like if you have a weird fetish, it's just your specific sexuality. It's like what gets you hot. You can't help that you like that as much as you mm-hmm. can't help that you like women. Mm-hmm. And basically because of the internet, they have the most freedom to like, everything is a fetish. Like the weirdest fetish that somebody could have, somebody out there has that fetish or like feeds into that fetish or like wants to, you know, put on a panda costume and dance for you. Like that's what's, you know, we're in a time where we don't like where people can have the most liberated sexual fantasies can be fulfilled somewhere on the internet.
So I see, I hear stuff like this and getting a lot of the same opinions and about the feet situation. And when it comes to me, I'm the kind of person who definitely, if I'm going to be in a relationship with somebody, they cannot have ugly feet. They cannot. You can be Beyonce level of attractive, which is extremely attractive to me. You can be Beyonce level of attraction. But if you have ugly feet, I'm not going to be able to make this
work.
Did
you ever see that movie?
You know what I mean? I'm just not.
Do you ever see that movie, She's Out of My League?
Mm-mm.
So Jay Bucharel, Buncharel, whatever his name is. You know what I'm talking about? That really, I can show you a picture. He does the voice in How to Train Your Dragon. He's been in like all the Judd Apatow movies. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those typical Judd Apatow movies. It's a Judd Apatow movie, I think. Where Jay Baruchel. Baruchel? I don't know. This guy.
Okay.
Where it's like a very unattractive guy and then a really hot woman is into him and he's like, I don't get it. I'm so unattractive. Why is this hot girl into me? That's the whole premise. Dumb movie. But the end of the movie, because literally they start dating and everyone around them is like, what? Why? But he's so ugly.
Of course.
God knows they couldn't just fucking switch it around and have a hot guy and an ugly girl, whatever.
Mm-hmm. But the ugly girl usually comes with like glasses and then she takes them off.
She takes them off right, and it's actually, beautiful. It's Rachel Lee Cook. And it's Margot Robbie wearing glasses.
She's transformed. Like, what happened to you? Oh, you're wait, no glasses.
Let me tell you about a fetish thing later. But, so there's a point where her hot ex-boyfriend, literally there's a point where she's like, she has a really hot ex-boyfriend. It's like, oh, the reason she's dating you is because this last guy was really hot and treated her like shit because he was a douchebag. But there's a point where he's like, you don't know, man. She's got one real fucked up thing about her that you just like haven't figured out yet. And like they haven't had sex yet. And then there's a scene where they go to have sex. She takes off her shoes and she has webbed feet.
Yeah.
And, oh my God. And he's like, that's your deformity? That's what everyone like is talking about? And she's like, my deformity? What are you talking about? And then she like breaks up with him and then they get back together at the end. It's very dumb. But yeah, that's the whole thing. She's like, you're a four because you think you're a four, okay? Because your confidence is so low. If you thought highly of yourself, you could be like a seven. That's not even true. He's still a five.
Nice. All of that's very nice.
But that's the whole thing is like, she's very hot, but she has webbed feet. But I have this. I think it's so weird how people really hate feet. I have nothing against feet. Literally nothing.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't even like mind the way they smell that much.
Ew.
Like, I wouldn't want them involved in, you know, the any bedroom.
Kind of sexual activity.
But I don't mind.
But that's kind of me too,
I know people
too,
that
though.
Hate feet that they're like, oh, hashtag you too. Hashtag me too.
Well, I would say I don't want, because I'm like, I don't, I as much as I, feet are important in how they look to me. Like, I, in the sense that I could not be in a relationship with somebody who has ugly feet. I just can't. However, that being said, I don't want them anywhere near my dick ever. Like I'm not, I don't want feet involved
what
in my
they,
sexual activities.
What if you're
activities.
Just wearing some like, you know, something over your eyes and it just happens. Like you just don't.
I feel like I would notice the difference. Like,
well,
how
yeah,
long have you been dating
but maybe,
this person?
But maybe like.
How do you not know?
Yeah, but like they, she doesn't tell you what she's going to do and then she just does it. And what if you're like, okay, that wasn't that bad.
It makes me shiver
really?
Even now. I shudder thinking about
so
stuff like that.
I have this joke that
you know
I have
I mean?
with Christian and all of his soccer friends, which we call the soccer thoughts, mm-hmm. which is funny because none of them are thoughts, but we like to call them
those
that.
Are usually how those you get
right,
those names.
Right. No, because my friend Spencer called it and it just like caught on and I'm like, yeah, they're the soccer thoughts. Like none of them are thoughts, but it works. So I don't, it's so dumb and it's so gross. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I went to Christian. I was like, all right. Margot Robbie is going to give you the best blowjob of your entire life.
It sounds good already.
But I can't even believe I'm going to say this. But she wants to take a dump on your face.
Oh come on, man. No, we're done here.
Half of the guys said yes. Half of them said no.
So you got to, that's like a personality test. Evaluate yes. those people who said yes.
No, Nas immediately goes, yes. He didn't even finish it. And he goes, yes. And then a couple, and then 2 weeks later, he's like, I said yes to that. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, oh, definitely not. And I was like, think about it. He goes, all right, still do it.
Ew.
And there were all these questions of like, what did she eat? Like, is that happening before or after? Like all these very specific questions people had.
Well, you know what's funny? I like how the people have started to mentally investigate the terms
They're
of
like,
that situation.
All right, what did she eat? Like,
they're trying to work out the logistics of it.
Does it have to be on my face?
You know what I mean? Can we work out a position of where it can be? Do I have any say so in that? Or but stuff like that. No, it's disgusting. Disgusting.
I agree. I wouldn't
nasty.
Do it. And I
absolutely not.
I wouldn't do it.
So what fetish for Rachel is too far? Like, is there any fetishes where you're like, that just not what happened? Because there's a lot of things, because I'm me personally, a lot of things I won't do. So anything is off of the table.
I'm with you.
For
I'm
me there. I cannot do none of that stuff. So, and I don't even consider that to be like a crazy fetish because some people really like it and it's
kind of
not
crazy.
It's not crazy at all.
I wouldn't even call it a fetish. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Most people,
it's just like
most
a
people,
preference.
It's not like they're, I don't know. Do you think people that are, this is such a weird conversation for us to have. We don't usually talk about this, but do you think people that are doing anal are doing it all the time?
I feel like
it's like a treat, you know?
No, for well, maybe
people
I think
that
like you have to have that conversation, Rach, like what people have to have the conversation. It's from what I've been told, the same thing. I've only done it once and it wasn't, you can't necessarily like do it the same way as the normal way. I would say normal, but you know what I mean. But it's kind of a situation where me personally, I just don't want to put my dick where somebody has shitted.
Yeah, like, I agree.
I'm just not going to put it. Plus, I don't want to go, ew, I can't do it.
And if a guy doesn't finish, she could poop on him.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
You see what I'm talking about? Yeah.
That's a real thing.
I'm talking about? Like, that is a real situation.
It's so interesting.
Also, a conversation I had with my coworkers yesterday. We were having the same, this is all in the same conversation.
What are you talking about at work?
Clearly, we have a little bit of time on our hands to have these discussions. Because we were talking about that, and I'm like, absolutely not.
I
mean,
I can tell
not.
You that I'm working tonight from 4 in the afternoon till 4 in the morning. Because I'm working, morning? 4 in the morning, because I'm working as a PA right now.
Very nice.
We're still not even going to talk about that.
Very nice. Right? Even in a 12-hour.
Even at 2:35 in the morning. That's not what we're going to talk about.
We were having this conversation at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You know what I mean? But the thing is, it's just crazy. It's a crazy conversation.
It's so interesting how bodily fluids, both like good and bad ones, are very closely entwined. You know what I'm saying? Like it's all there. It's all with the same system. And like, you kind of have to deal with, like, sometimes things don't happen the way that they're supposed to. And sometimes gross things happen. It's like, what? It's just weird that you kind of like have to take the good. For example, like when women give birth, they usually shit themselves.
No.
Like, that's crazy.
That's the kind of stuff I cannot ever think about.
Everything's so entwined.
Wow.
Yeah. That was a very deep sentence about, bodily fluids.
Goodness gracious. Well, I definitely, I think that with people, these are conversations that I tell people they need to have up front with people.
Sure.
Like, have them as quick as you possibly can without seeming like a creeper. Like, you don't want to seem like a creeper, and it's not necessarily first date conversations, but you want to get this stuff out of the way. And, there's a show on that comes on. I don't know if it still comes on TLC, but you can definitely check for it on YouTube and stuff like that. It's called Strange Sex and the things that people are into.
I mean, my strange addiction was.
He's saying, same story when the lady's eating like couch cushions.
Yeah.
But on one episode of Strange Sex, there was like a diaper episode, like a baby episode. Now, Ray,
I'm telling you,
people were dressing up
as babies
and then in diapers and bottles and pacifiers.
I feel like you're not
going to
come up with something that I haven't. That I haven't heard.
When
of.
You do, so let's say that you really like this guy, and this is going to be very different for Rachel because Rachel only like three people anyway.
I know.
So these are high stakes for
and
Rachel.
He wants to dress up as like, a baby.
Well, you guys are going to get into me. You're taking off his pants. He has on a pair of Huggies. He's rocking a pair of Huggies.
Would I walk out?
Do you leave, Rach? The moment's about
probably
to happen.
No, probably
and he's
not.
He's got the Huggies on.
If I really, no, probably not.
Do you
if it's
going to
make him happy, it's going to make him happy. But just the once. I'm not doing this every time.
Is it same for guys and girls? Like, if she has a pair of Huggies on, it's all good.
It's all good. But if she has a pair of Huggies on every time.
Oh, this is making me cry. It's so funny.
If I'm in like a devoted relationship to them. But also, if
there's
I'm
no such thing as a devoted relationship in discovering Huggies. Like,
I mean, that's the thing. Like, it would be weird for them to like.
They got to bring it out, Rach, early.
It would be weird. Right. They'd have to tell me about it. I don't want to like.
If you're in a Huggies, be transparent about it. Be
right.
Open.
Like, that's something that you bring up that you don't just spring upon your like significant other. If it was like a hookup and they do that, I'm out. But if it's like. You know, we're in a serious relationship and then suddenly there's Huggies. I'm like, well, why didn't you tell me? Like, I'm on board. Just tell me about it.
Wow.
I'll try anything.
Like,
you know,
I'm more of a loves kind of girl,
I'll try
but
anything,
I'm not really into Huggies, but you know,
I'll try it once. And if it's good, we could do it again.
Yo,
but.
Negative. I am out of here.
You're out
of here. You know, what's funny is like whenever I'm having a conversation, when I'm dating or when I was dating, I should say, whenever I would have conversations like this, and it's not usually the first conversation, depending on how long. If it's a long first conversation, then I'm going to get to it.
Sure, sure, sure.
But if it's not a long first conversation, maybe like second conversation. So I have to know if you're into anything strange. Like, I just have to know, Rach.
I mean, that's
like,
fair.
Please just go ahead and tell me now.
But
you
also
know what
think
mean?
About it this way. What if they're into something weird?
What do you mean?
Whatever it is. Let's say it's the Huggies thing.
Okay.
But they love you, and you don't want to do it. Let's say you're in a devoted relationship with somebody and you've been dating for like, I don't know, maybe it's 6 months. And maybe 6 months in, you're already like, oh, I'm going to marry this chick. Like, you.
Wow.
Right. And you don't have that a lot. So like, let's say that this girl
you found the one.
This girl is Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie and her feet.
And her
glasses.
And exactly. She takes off her glasses as Margot Robbie. And you're like, oh my God, I've loved you the whole time. So let's say like, this is a very serious, like you're bringing them home to, you know, my parents. That's how intense it is. And 6 months in, she's like, look, there's something I've always been really into. And I want to give it a shot. And I'd really like if you participated in it. It's my, the joy that it gives her is like no other. Mm. And it's the baby thing. Mm. And let's say you say no. You're like, that's too weird. I'm not going to do it.
Right.
But you're not going to, but she loves you. She doesn't want to break up with you. She's okay. Like, okay, that's fine. That's fine. Like, we just won't do it. But then like, think about like that, the one thing that's going to bring her like the most joy in the entire world. And she never gets to do it because you're not doing it. And you're the only one that she's seeing, but you don't want to break up with her because you love her. But this thing gives her the most joy in the world. She just never gets to do it. Isn't that sad?
I feel like it is sad, especially the way that you set it up. But the thing is though, Rachel, that's why
the thing that gives you like the most joy and you just like, I don't know, like you just love chocolate more than anything else. And like, it's like Willy Wonka. You just like never get to have the chocolate. Mm-hmm. Like once a year you get to have the chocolate. Not even then. Mm-hmm. Literally this person is like, no, you can't ever have chocolate. I'm sorry. So you never get to know that joy of chocolate.
That's one of the reasons why I try to get that out of the way early. And that's why I tell people, because it may seem to some people that it's like a creepy conversation or I didn't want to have it early. Have this conversation as early as humanly possible. Have this conversation because you do not
want to be in that situation.
You do not want to discover this stuff later.
You do not want to wake up 10 years later and you're wearing some Huggies.
You don't want to be snuggling and spooning and you're like, hey, you start to feel Huggies down there. You're like, what is this type of thing? But the thing is, though, another reason I'm kind of glad that you brought that up, because another reason why I feel like it's important that you discuss it, because it's not fair to the other person. Like if you're not into it. So even if the person, I won't believe the person, even if they say, okay, that's fine, I just won't ever wear Huggies. I'm not going to believe you because you really love it. Eventually a life is a long time. And if you say, hey, you're going to try to spend a life with somebody, you're going to wear those Huggies eventually, Rachel.
You're
wearing them. You know what I mean? At some point down the line, you're going to wear them.
Maybe it's semi-annually, but
it might be once a year, but you're putting them on. And it's kind of like, it's not fair to the other person to kind of take that from them, you know?
Yeah.
So you just got to, every match is not going to be a match. It's okay. You know what I mean? It's being like, hey, listen, Will, you like Huggies.
Yeah, you're saying that to someone who's like never attracted to anyone. So like if they want Huggies, I'll wear the Huggies.
I feel like with Rachel, since you found one of the three people out of 7 billion, you got to do whatever.
I'll wear all the Huggies.
But with myself, I would just kindly move on. You know what I mean? Because I just can't.
Because there's another one around the bend.
There is for both people.
I'm waiting at a bus station for a bus that does not come in.
There's one bus.
There's one
bus. And it only comes once in your life.
The bus driver is very old. He needs to take bathroom breaks a lot.
At an exact time. And that's it. So to you, Rachel, there's no like fetish. It's just completely, you were like, I cannot do that. Because there's a lot of them out there. There's got to be something where you just be like, oh, I'm just not. That's just not happening for me.
I mean.
Or do you feel like because of your attraction level, you're just kind of forced to take whatever?
I think anal's a no. I'm going to say that's a no.
So anal's a no, but Huggies are a yes?
There's no poop there.
True. Facts. I mean, I gotta say, if it was Huggies or anal, I might choose the Huggies also.
Pain is I do not have a high threshold for pain. And like I haven't even pierced my ears because I've heard it's painful. And I've heard it's like a pinch and it's over in a second. And I'm like, great, why would I take a pinch if I don't have to? You know what I'm saying?
Why would I take a pinch if I don't have to?
I don't even have my ears pierced.
Very nice, Rachel.
I don't like pain. I don't even get shots anymore because I'm like, I'll get the flu. I don't care.
So I'd rather get the flu. Do you feel like it's a situation where people now have these fetishes and you can't because of, we talking about how society has kind of moved away from judgment in general of some of the things like that, right? If I had a friend of mine and I'm talking to him and he was like, hey, man, you know, I was with my girl last night. You know, she... She took a quick shit on me, and then we
had sex and everything Robbie?
Like
that.
And I'd be like, yo,
Christian always goes,
yo, what are you talking about?
Christian always goes, because every time I bring this up, which I love to do in front of his friends, he's always like, why do you always do, like, why does Margot Robbie need to do this? And I was like, this is Margot Robbie's thing. I'm sorry. I can't help it. Margot, she loves it. She loves taking a crap on your face. This is what Margot Robbie likes. This is her fetish. Don't judge. Don't right. shame Margot Robbie.
Don't shame. You know what day and age we're in, my I'm friend. Not, we're not you know, shaming anymore.
I can't help that this is what Margot Robbie likes.
I can't help it. I can't help that this is
he's
what
like,
she's
one day
into.
You're going to meet Margot Robbie and that's all you're going to think about.
What if she brings it up to you?
Well, it's not a real thing.
That is hilarious.
I didn't find this on the internet. I literally made it
you
up.
Made it up 100%. So and that's a whole different thing too, because that's like a whole fetish in of itself, right? Yeah. Stuff like that. So I got to say, when it comes to any of that stuff, I'm very tame, not doing any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, I think there's somebody for everybody out there. So it's not necessarily where I wouldn't shame a person, because I feel like, do you, you know what I mean? There's going to be somebody out there who's going to enjoy that and embrace that. But with me personally, I just can't have anything that's that crazy. As much as I like feet, I don't want to like suck on toes or anything like that. It's, I don't know. That stuff just seems a bit strange.
I have a question for you, and this is veering off fetishes, mm-hmm. because it's definitely not a fetish, and if I say that it is, I will get into a lot of trouble.
Sure.
But it's not. Someone that is transgender,
mm-hmm.
do you think that, how do I put this? My friend Alexa, mm-hmm. there was this man that was transgender. I don't remember if it was, I think it was
he transitioning to a woman?
I think it was a woman that transitioned into a man.
Okay.
I want to no, I think it was a man that transitioned into a, God, I don't remember. So it must have been a woman that transitioned to a man. He had a crush on my friend Alexa, mm-hmm. and like asked her out.
Okay.
And Alexa kept going like, how do I break it to this guy that I'm not interested in him? And I was like, well, is it because he's transgender, or are you just not into him? And she was like, no, it's not because I'm transgender, not because he's transgender, but anything that I say to him is going to sound like.
That's the reason.
That's the reason.
Okay.
And I was like, well, not if you say that. If you're literally like, hey, look, I think you're cool. It's not because of this.
Did she say the reason she wasn't into him to you? Did she say why?
She just kept saying, I'm not into him. And then the more I delved into it, it was because he was transgender.
He thinks,
yes.
Did she not like, maybe just, she didn't like the way he looked. Maybe she's just not attracted to somebody, right? You're allowed to just not be attracted to somebody.
For sure. Absolutely. But she couldn't, I think that was the reason why, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Alexa and I think she's very open-minded, but.
I mean, I'm open-minded, but I wouldn't date a transgender.
Right.
And I'm open-minded.
Is that like a preference, I guess? Is that a sexual preference?
I think so. You know, when it comes
because to. Are there people that are into transgender? Are there people that are like that? I guess that's, it's hard because like a lot of, like, I guess a lot of straight people probably aren't into transgender people,
mm-hmm.
which is must be like really hard for transgender people to find someone who's into that.
I would say that when it comes to attraction, Rachel, I think that everybody is owed to be you. That's one of your, like, your inalienable human rights.
Right, you can't help
to be attracted to you are allowed to be attracted to whoever you want to be attracted to. Now, I've had this a conversation with my friends about race, because one of my friends is like, well, if they're not attracted to dating other races, then they're racist. And I said, no, that's not true, bro. Because just because I might not like a person who's a certain weight doesn't mean I dislike right. all those people. That's because I don't date blondes. It doesn't mean like I dislike blondes. I don't. You see what I'm saying?
But have you heard that thing about how like black women are the
least sought after,
mm-hmm. especially on dating apps.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's not something discriminatory in there.
I don't think so, because I think it's just the attraction level. I think that especially with black women get a very bad black women, as far as the stereotypes of black women, I cannot stand. I can't stand the stereotypes of the angry black woman, and they get a very bad the way they're depicted is horrible, in my opinion, right. because it's not an accurate depiction. So I feel like some people don't know. If you don't know a black, if you don't know any black women, they're not in your circle. And people are, this is all something that you're allowed to do. Not everybody's got fleshed out multicultural circles. And this is of people, whether you're black, white, Asian or not, you know what I mean? It doesn't, mm-hmm. you're not, it's doesn't mean that you dislike the race, but you just might not have a lot of friends of different cultures. So if you're looking at what a, let's say you go to Iowa where the black population is 3% or so and single digit black population. So you're there and you only know what you see on TV, what's been shown to you, what the caricature of a black woman is, because that's what it is. It's a caricature. Right. If you know black women, you know this is just not true because they're just different. Right. Everybody's different. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, the caricature of black women and the way that they're depicted is just, it's a misjustice in my opinion, because not every black woman is some angry wanting to be masculine.
For sure. No, black women have the worst deal in terms of life.
In terms of how they're depicted.
Right. And then the thing is like, some injustice happens. And then when they're, you know, upset about it, people are like, oh, you're just the angry black woman.
Right.
A huge injustice.
If it's a guy, you're just being assertive and you're being, right. you're I mean, being an authoritative figure.
It's the
same thing
for women. When everybody was like, oh, Hillary Clinton's too emotional. And she was like the least emotional.
So now she has to overplay.
And then they're like, and now she has no emotions.
She can't win. Right. Yeah. She can't win. So in this, I feel like black women that happens and maybe there is, but people have their preference. Like, and when I was talking, even to my friends, when I'm talking to them about the race situation, I was like, bro, you don't date every kind of woman yourself, for sure. Bro. So stop it. Like, unless you date, only people that can have these kind of conversations have to be people that would date literally anybody. If you have a preference, whether your preference is height, whether your preference is hair color, whether your preference is weight, if you have any kind of preference, then you can't knock anybody else for having a preference that you might not fit into.
Here's what I think. You're absolutely right. Like, sexual preferences, we cannot control and we cannot help who we are and are not attracted to. But I do think there is an underlying social aspect of it, which is like mostly like in it's, I don't want to say it's innate, but it's how we are raised.
I think so too.
There's definitely an underlying social aspect of it.
It sets that table for how you feel about that kind
of
stuff.
Like, for example, I was not raised around a lot of people that aren't white. Mm-hmm. So, especially because I was raised around Jews. Mm-hmm. So I'm mostly attracted to white people. Mm-hmm. And I'm not mostly attracted to Jews, but I am typically attracted to Jews.
Do you feel like that's just because of where you grew up?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of the people you're around. We're raised, you know, subconsciously, like the people that we want to be with are usually either because like we want to be around the people that we were raised mm-hmm. or to revolt and date the other way.
Really?
I think typically. So like I was raised around a lot of Jews and I can't help that I'm attracted to Jews. Mm-hmm. I don't try to date Jews because I know it's unconscious and dumb and I want to piss off my parents. But like, I know that as soon as I meet a Jewish person, I'm usually like at least a little bit attracted to them.
And do you feel like it's just because of your race?
It's just because I was raised around a shit ton of Jews. I know someone, I have like, a guy who was raised with like really strong, female figures in his life. And the mm-hmm. girl that he dated through all college looked like Rosie the Riveter. And I know a girl who was raised really religious and all the guys she dates look like Jesus. Like, it's so subconsciously like about the figures that we've seen growing up and the people that we've been around. And then it's either that or people revolt and go the opposite way. So like, I know that I am mostly only into white people because that's who I was raised around. But I do think there's a lot of, especially when you're talking about like how black women get swiped on the least mm-hmm. in dating apps mm-hmm. is a little bit because of the social climb that the idea that like a black man should be looking for a white woman. You know what I'm saying? Like that kind of thing of like there was that whole thing when that whole, not a stereotype, but that whole thing of like, sometimes black women will get mad at a black man because they feel like when he marries a white woman, mm-hmm. because the feeling is that he like ditched his culture for something that mm-hmm. is politically and socially higher up. Mm. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I've had conversations with some of my friends growing up about this, but I told them they're ridiculous. Like, you know, a lot of times it's just not that much thought involved.
Right,
you know what I mean? It's just not that much thought. Like, at least for me personally, I tell them like, listen, I can only use my personal experience because I don't know what other guys are thinking or what they're kind of going through. But I would say that when it's like, if I like a certain kind of, how I explained it to a friend, cause she was like, well, I felt that the reason she gave me was so crazy. And this is growing up, you know, cause I was dating all different types. And at the time, my girlfriend at the time was Jamaican, I'm going to say. So I don't think she was referencing her in particular, but she's just maybe being more in general. She's like, well, you know, I just think that when a black guy dates a white woman, it's because of, she was giving me all these crazy reasons. And I'm like, listen, it's as simple as you see a person and it's the feeling inside. I'm attracted or I'm not. There's not all of this mental gymnastics going on. You see it and it happens either like that. But it's like a feeling. You're either attracted or you're not attracted to it.
So much of it. That's the thing. We don't realize it because to us it is just, I'm attracted to this person. But what we don't realize is so much of it is social, whatever.
No, I would agree with that.
Because I would
agree with that.
There was a time when Marilyn Monroe's like body was considered the height of attractiveness, the very curvaceous hourglass figure, and that's kind of actually coming back now, but. In the like, especially in like the 2000s, being thin was considered the height of attractiveness. And that is because of society. And people don't realize it's like ingrained in us.
Yeah. I mean, I get the nature versus nurture argument with a lot of my friends.
But it's the things that we put on like on posters and on, you know, what we make models look like, what media looks like is this figure of like a super thin woman. So that is what, you know, men and women don't realize it, but growing up, that's what they see. And that's what society has deemed to be the most attractive. And then that changes throughout time. That's why right now, more curvaceous bodies are back because that is what society has, told us is attractive now. It's very underlying. And I think I understand why you're saying like, oh, it's just who you're attracted to. It's like innate.
Well, I would say, I guess, for myself, because here's the thing, Rach. Here's where I have a big problem with a lot of this stuff, because I can only go on kind of like how I'm thinking, right? Because I don't know how other guys are. I don't know how they're hardwired. I'm not sure what they were raised like and other stuff like that. So it's hard for me to say to generalize. You know what I mean? To say, hey, well, you know, guys think like this, and I can only kind of go on. But me myself, the attraction, I'm not attracted to things because people tell me to be attracted to things. Like, I'm not attracted to skinny women. I'm not attracted to models. Models are kind of like one of the least attractive set of people to me because they're usually too skinny.
Feel like that?
Mm-hmm. They're usually too skinny. Like I've liked models like Tyra Banks, but Tyra Banks wasn't a rail. She wasn't like a thin rail. You know what I mean? So they were always too skinny. They always like they're on drugs. Remember the whole Kate Moss era when that was in, they right. always looked strange to me. Now,
there's always going to be outliers. And I guess you're just one of those outliers.
Right. But from my perspective, it would be disingenuous for me to think that there's nobody else who thinks the way that I think. You see what I'm saying? So I don't know how many people do. I don't know how many people don't.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, that's why I don't tend to put that kind of stuff out there, because I'm not like that. And I don't know how many other people are or aren't, you know what I mean? I'm not sure where that percentage lies.
I mean, I think that if you put like the ugliest person in the world on a poster and you know,
the ugliest person in the world. Yikes.
Well, I said she.
On Earth.
If the ugliest person, I know, I didn't
Rachel
mean to, I'm sorry.
Would be all over me for that statement.
I know. The ugliest person in the world, like, was put on a poster and was, you know, and the world said that they were beautiful. The media said that they were beautiful. Yes, immediately there would be people that would react like, oh my God, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Yeah, absolutely. Not. Like when people does the best looking man situation, when they do their
over time, if you kept putting out pictures of this same person or people that looked like this person, that would become the new status quo and that would become the new beautiful.
I think there is a perception of beauty, but that perception is just that. It's just a perception. And 7 billion people mean 7 billion perceptions. Yeah. Like you have, everybody's got their perception of beauty. Everybody's got things they like. Maybe I like the like me, I'm into nerd stuff. So a woman, if a woman is wearing a video game Fallout t-shirt or something like that, she's automatically more attractive to me.
Can I say that Christian will see a girl from afar and she'll just be blonde? Christian will literally vocally go, ooh. He does that a lot. He makes that sound a lot. And I'm always like, You haven't even seen her face. You've just seen a blonde hair from afar. And that's it? That's all you need?
Well, maybe he just likes blondes.
He does, but I don't get that. Like, I guess faces
are... You like what you like, Rach.
I understand. But it's so superficial because he hasn't seen anything else. All he's seen is... That could be a wig. Like, all he's
seen
is... It
could be a wig. It could be bleached.
He doesn't care.
It could be like... it's makes no sense to me. But at the same time... I feel like that's part of what I'm talking about. Like, attraction is so, it's not figured out. It's not that the black women being the least swipe, there's something to that.
There's something socially to that, for sure.
Because I feel like it's because of how they've been depicted. Depicted as women who are semi-masculine with attitude problems. And it's just not an accurate depiction. And plus, if you're in Atlanta, there's going to be no shortage of, if you're a black woman who can't seem to find the date, come to Atlanta, you'll be chased down here. Yeah. But it's like, It's situations where when it comes to attraction, just to kind of take this all back, son, we got to get you out of here. We're going to wrap this up in about 5 minutes here.
Yeah, no worries.
So it's a situation, Rich, where I feel like everybody has the right to be attracted to what they're attracted to, and they don't owe people anything for it. So if you don't want to, if you say, hey, listen, I only want to date black chicks. I only want to date white chicks. I only want to date Hispanic. I only want to date... That is your right. It's like your right as a human being. It's like one of the only things that you're 100% in control of is who you decide to be with. It's individual, and you get that. You know what I mean? If you say, if a woman says, listen, I don't want to date a guy who's under 6'3", period. That's just, I'm just not attracted to it.
That's what Alexa says. Yeah.
She gets it. She gets that.
Although hers is 5'9".
So the thing is she gets that. You see what I'm saying? Because I don't date every kind of woman. So, and a lot of guys don't tend to look as the same way. When the guys are mad that a woman has not responded to their advances, it cracks me up, Rachel, because I'm like, you don't respond. You're not going to date every single woman on earth.
Right.
So don't expect every woman on earth to come on to you or be responsive to your advances. They might just not be into you. And you wouldn't be surprised, but I've definitely, had coworkers who might hit on another coworker and then be upset when that coworker is not or feel like it's a reason.
Now
he'll say stuff like, oh, well, she must be blah, 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 blah. No, bro. She's just not into you.
Yeah.
It's just that.
You should write a book about
just that simple. She is just not into you. You know what I mean? It's not because she has a problem. It's not because she's dating other guys. It's not because she don't want to date your race. It's not because she don't want to date your hair color. She doesn't want to date you.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's hard for people to come to that realization. It has to be everything else. I didn't get the job because I'm black. I didn't get the job because of this. You didn't get the job because you didn't get the job.
Yeah.
You don't even know who they hired. They might have hired another black person. You don't even know. You know what I mean? So it's like sometimes when it comes to people being faced with that reality and having to kind of have self-evaluation, like she just might not be into me. And I don't know why, because I'm perfect. I don't understand. It's just a preference, and you got to look at your own preference. It's easy for me to do that because I'm not going to date anybody. So not everybody's going to want to date you.
There's a lot of that in the acting world of like, this person got cast because they were black, and it's like, because they wanted to go in a you know, an ethnic way.
It's easy to say, because
cast because they were the best.
Right.
Role.
They just didn't want to cast you. And it is what it is. It's like rejection, right? You move on, you go on to something else. It's hard to deal with. I get it. So to double this all the way back, because I want to kind of loop back to your transgender situation, because this is how this whole last end of the conversation started.
I didn't think I would ever be into someone that was transgender. And then I was watching this TV show Euphoria on HBO, which
I heard about
should watch.
Yeah, I got
there's
a recommendation to watch that yesterday.
There's a lot of dicks.
I will not be watching that show.
There's like 30 dicks an episode.
Yeah, no.
Why not? Why not?
Why not? I'm not looking at penises. I have no interest in looking at a penis.
Do you know how much we have to look at tits when we watch HBO?
Game of Thrones?
Every single show on HBO, we have to watch tits. That's
every show?
And women that are every... I dare you to name a show on HBO that doesn't have tits.
Does Euphoria have tits?
Yes.
As many as the dicks?
I don't know.
I need the ratio to at least be one to one.
Why? Women have to watch...
I don't want to look at any penises. I'm just going to be 100% honest with you.
You think straight women want to look at tits?
If the writing is good.
What if the writing is good in Euphoria? The writing is great.
I will have to... Can I get a censored version? I don't want to look at a penis.
What? You think women want to look at tits?
A dick takes me out of the moment.
You think tits doesn't take me out of the moment?
I think tits bring you into the moment.
No, when I'm watching a show and tits are there, I'm like that. Most of the time, I'm like, that's not necessary.
How do you, if you're bi, how do you not like tits?
I don't like tits. I don't care. I have them. I can look down.
It's not the same.
It's absolutely the same. I can tell you, tits mean nothing to me.
Nice, Rachel.
Tits mean literally nothing. Tits and ass mean so nothing. Faces are what's important to me.
That's very funny. But the thing is, though, Rachel, is like, I don't, I heard the same thing about the show Euphoria, not the dicks, but that it was a good show yesterday.
It's a really good show.
What is it about?
It's about a bunch of high schoolers and this Zendaya, isn't it? She's great. Mm-hmm. And basically she's just got out of rehab. And then it's about these, basically the lives of these teenagers. It's okay. Good though. It's a little.
So there's extreme. Is there a transgender mm-hmm. character in there that you're attracted to?
Yes. And I'm very attracted to her.
So is it, which man to woman? Okay.
But and she still, I believe, has a penis.
So how would you date?
I didn't think I would, but she was like a model. She's very
good. So what makes you, why wouldn't you? Cause you seem like a very open, even though you only like three people.
I know, because
you're a very open person who likes
because I've never come across a transgender person that I was attracted to. So I never thought that I would be into a transgender person, but I'm very into this one.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hunter Schaefer is very good looking.
Hunter Schaefer. Hunter Schaefer. Okay. So I get people not, I will loop the transgender situation, at least for me, in there with just like a preference. Like is not an attraction.
Well, typically I'm not attracted to transgender people, but I'm not attracted to anyone. So what's the difference?
Right. Exactly. That just falls into your normal category.
Wait, no, I really want to talk about this thing that you won't watch. You won't watch anything with a dick in it.
I won't say anything. I'm not gonna be in a movie theater seeing dick and be like, all right, get my napkin, my popcorn, and my drink and walk out the theater. I'm not gonna do that.
How many HBO shows have like Westworld has scenes where it's just tits, just everywhere?
Yeah, so I won't.
And
Westworld, let's say the Westworld context, let's use that same context. Like, cause you know, a lot of times I might have them just sitting there and it might be naked, right? It might be one of them. I'm not gonna not watch Westworld. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'll still watch it.
Can I tell you something?
Sure.
It comes from a place of privilege of men being like, because tits are for theoretically men or lesbians, I guess, or some bi women enjoyment. And the women that are straight women have to like sit through it.
I don't know.
And like, then you know the idea that you have to go through something that makes you uncomfortable. You're like, well, I'm just not going to watch it. That comes from a place of privilege.
Well, I would say like when it comes to stuff like that, whether we deal with nurture versus nature, wherever it might come from, that stuff for a higher pay grade than me, or, you know, I'm not sure about that. But it's like for me, it's just as simple as, I'm straight and don't want to see dick. It's really just that simple. I don't know about the rest of the stuff. But if I was having a conversation with a straight woman who said the exact same thing to me, I wouldn't have an adverse reaction to it.
Yes,
need to see those tits.
Okay, but if I was a straight woman and I said what you said, which is I don't want to see tits, there's going to be nothing for me to watch.
You just don't have to watch HBO. Not every show has tits.
But this is what I'm saying. But this is what I'm saying. HBO has such high quality shows. Think about when you watch things like the Emmys or whatever. Most of the shows that are nominated are shows that are on HBO, Showtime, and Netflix. Mm-hmm. And all of these shows, for the most part, will have basically boobs in them. And it's, if a woman said what you said, which is, well, then I'm not going to watch it. Then there's
wait. It's the difference between not watching a show that has a dick and that has 30 dicks a show.
How many
that's
shows
very different
have, but this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. There's an inequality of like, if we saw the amount of boobs equivalent to the amount of dicks in shows.
Well, that's a little different too. You got to go like dicks to like vaginas. You got to do that. Cause first of all, boobs.
Why?
Women. Boobs and their vagina is very different.
But women are very vulnerable when they have to be naked. Boobs are part of their body. Mm-hmm. Think about this.
There's a lot of women boobs, fighting to be able to wear their boobs out. There's a fight for the nipple right now. You saw in New York. Free the nipple.
The nipple is different.
The nipple needs to be free.
Yes, because it's about unsexualizing boobs.
So which one is it? Is it free the nipple or clothe the nipple? Like, which one is it?
It's up to your, it's up to the individual person, but like an actress shouldn't be forced to take her boobs out if she doesn't want to.
No, she shouldn't be forced to. And she's not, because she doesn't have to take the role.
That's not fair.
If I tell you that's what the role, if I tell you that this is what the role entails, this is what the role involves. And
I'm an actor and I want to get paid to act, and that's my dream. And if I want to work for HBO, at some point I'm going to take my tits out.
So here's the thing. there's a show on Stars and it's called Power. It's a good show. But one of the things about Power is men or women, there's a nudity clause, but it's not just for women.
This is
it's for
new.
Men
that's
and
new, though,
women.
For you, this
they're like,
is,
yo,
that's
both
a
of
brand
you have
new
to be
idea.
Real, be willing to do this.
That's what I'm saying.
Now,
this
and
is
the thing
new.
Is, what the way Power does it, like when they're doing their nudity, I'm not getting up and walking out. Like, you know what I mean? It can be done a certain kind of way, Rach. And the thing is also is I believe in equally women should, like, if guys can walk around with their shirts off, women should be able to walk around with their shirts off. I 100% agree with that. And I 100% would also agree with a woman who made the exact same statement that I made. But I would 100% agree with it.
Think about this. When a woman walks around with her top off, mm-hmm. she is taking her sexuality into her own power. And she's saying, this is my body.
Right.
When a woman is acting and there's a male director and the camera is right on her tits, it is not her own tits. It is for the sake of the viewer.
But she
who
signed
is a man.
Up for that though, right? That's not fair to her. That's not fair to her to say that she is some.
Fair. I'm sorry. That's not fair to say that she signed up for it. We are female actors. We're trying to get work.
I mean, but
this is the work that is being offered.
But that's Rachel's word. Rachel can't speak for other females. Rachel can only speak for Rachel.
You're being really unfair right now.
But no, what I'm saying is, there is a double standard. But for two, that's not what I'm talking about. But there is a double standard there. But what I'm saying is, I don't think it's fair to always say that women that are putting themselves in these positions are always wilted little flowers. Like they're making
There's
decisions
no
and they are some women are put in their situation that you're talking about. And it's very valid. But that's not fair to say that other women aren't empowered and saying, I'm just doing it.
I'm telling you,
and
if you asked 90% of the female actors that are working right now,
90%, that's a
90%,
high percentage,
I'm standing
Rachel.
By that. I'm standing 90%. By 90% and ask them if they'd rather take their shirt off or not in a scene, they would tell you no.
I mean, I would feel like if you ask a lot of people that, do you want to take your pants off?
Right.
They're going to say no.
But how many,
but if
but
they say
men,
the scene calls
but when
for
men
it,
are in a
some
film,
guys are going to sign up for it.
But when men are in a film, they're
aren't.
Not being sex. They're not, there's nothing that they're showing that is, you know, more that is anything super personal or anything super, like, it's not the same. When women showing their breasts, that's a very private thing.
I think too, though, Rachel, let's think about this. Let's think about other stuff. Like, it's not just a factor of that. It's also the factor of that men's penis is seen as more offensive than women's tits. Same thing.
That's
women,
inequality.
But wait, it's not inequality
yes,
because
it
it's their vagina also. The vagina is what's equated to a man's penis, not the boobs.
I disagree. I don't think.
I know you might disagree with that, but that's just the way that it is.
Because there's nothing else on a man that's like equivalent to tits. So because of that, the man just doesn't have to show anything that's like.
He could take his shirt off.
That's not the same.
But
men,
I feel like women should be.
Off
I feel like men. But that's what I'm talking about. I was like, I feel like women should be able to take their shirt off, too. Like, I feel like that should be equal. I feel like that should be equal.
I agree. But
the thing
when
is,
women stop getting over sexualized so much, that's when it will be equal. But that's not happening.
Over sexualized. Let's not act like they don't put good looking guys in these films. Like, say that to the fat guy who's not getting casted. There's a lot of over sexualization working on both sides, Rach.
It's not the same.
It's not a 1-to-1 ratio, but it's not as far as what you're saying, because they're not employing ugly dudes. There are a lot of guys who want to get these
of all,
parts.
They absolutely are employing ugly dudes.
But Rachel, that's going to be in your opinion, because you
name an unattractive actress.
An unattractive act. Don't put me out. Don't
go
make
ahead,
me.
No, go
no
ahead.
I'm not going to. No,
sit.
Rachel,
I will
we will
sit
have this,
and name an unattractive
have this conversation off the air.
Go ahead.
Because I don't want to do that. I don't want to name
they
an unattractive actress.
They do
actress.
Not exist. I can name so many unattractive
they
actors. They don't. I'm sorry.
Every woman actor is attracted to you? Everyone?
I'm really trying to think of. I think the I would say
I can think of several off top.
Really?
But I'm not going to say them.
I can't think of the one. That's
gonna
not
sound
stereotypically
super, it makes
attractive.
Me sound superficial if I say that.
Okay, like I will give you. I think people think people. When I ask people unattractive actresses.
Uh-huh.
Usually they'll say like Amy Schumer. I think Amy Schumer is really pretty. I don't know
I
where
think
that's
she's
coming
attractive.
From. Okay, they'll say Melissa McCarthy because she's not super thin. Melissa McCarthy is adorable. And she's cute and she's not unattractive. She's not, maybe she's not, I mean, first of all, I think she's pretty hot, but maybe she's not stereotypically super
duper
hot.
Melissa McCarthy's pretty hot.
I do. Yeah. Okay. She's so cute. I think she's the cutest. And okay. I don't think she's ugly. And I literally cannot name a single other actor, actress. I could give you a list of unattractive actors that goes on for miles.
That's because though you're not attractive to people
no,
for miles.
No, that is because
though,
they are not. They are, okay. If we're talking about, okay, no, if we're talking about like hot actors, we're talking about like, let's say whatever, Brad Pitt, George Clooney, all the Chrises. Those are stereotypical.
All the Chrises?
All the Chrises.
Who are all
Chris
the Chrises?
Chris Hemsworth, Chris Pine, Chris, what's his name? The guy from Parks and Rec.
Pratt,
mm. And then Chris Evans. Those are very stereotypically attractive fit.
Do you think that a short, fat guy would have got that part?
No, but think about how many other parts there are for unattractive men. Think about like Seth Rogen, Jonah Hill. There's a list of quote unquote comedic actors that aren't even that funny that are very unattractive guys.
Yeah, there's some one-on-ones there on the women's side, but I'm not going to sound superficial and put that out there.
Give me one name.
I will give it to you when we get off the air. I'll definitely. We'll continue this and I'll give it to you. I'll give it as soon as we get off, I'll give it to you.
I really hate, debating with you because you're a great debater, but you're very wrong in this.
I'm not very wrong because I feel like you're taking your perspective, your view in life and applying it to others. And I feel like other people are just as strong as Rachel is, and they can make their decisions just like Rachel can make their decisions, and they can take these things into consideration. And there's a lot of women who said they refused to be actresses because they were already working actors.
Mm. They were not coming up. They were working actors who had enough money to say and had enough power to say, I will or not.
Sorry for some of these people if there wasn't this going on the man's side. It goes on the man's side way more than what you're saying. There's a lot of men who a lot of shows that are looking for certain kind of men that look a certain kind of way. And a lot of your top grossing actors are very attractive.
I'm not talking
about
making the most money. I'm just talking about making a living. You don't think Jay Baruchel, whatever his name is, makes a living as an actor? Because I can promise you
he's not an ugly guy.
Okay, you want to talk about ugly. You want to talk about ugly. I will give you this. Hold on. Have you seen that show,
Love?
All right,
Rach, we got to wrap this up too, so that you're not late. What do you say?
Have you seen the show Love on Netflix?
Mm-mm.
A trash bag about? Look. It's about a trash bag looking human man.
A trash bag. Is that what you just called
yes.
him?
Yes.
Yikes, Rachel.
Okay. He's maybe the most unattractive man I've ever seen.
What is going on, Rach? You know, it's funny. We talk about superficiality and you will go on a tangent roasting people.
No, because,
and I cannot step out there like
so
that.
So many. Where is it? It's just called
that is hilarious.
Because there's so
trash
many unattractive
bag.
Men.
I'm going to use that saying later.
Pete Davidson. Pete Davidson is so popular right now.
The comedian.
Right,
if
there was a woman that was the like attractiveness level of Pete Davidson,
they've been on the same show with him. They've been on Saturday Night Live. Those women are not models.
They're not models. They're not unattractive.
They are
all right,
not.
This is the woman that he worked. That's the lead actress.
Uh-huh.
Very hot.
Okay.
Hold on. Where is it? I feel like they took it off of IMDb because it was such a bad god.
Yikes. The disrespect coming from Rachel Winder's side today.
This is the man who plays her love interest.
Okay, he's a little, he's shooting a little bit higher. He's shooting a little bit higher there, Rachel. What's his name? Do you have his name on there?
I don't.
Yikes.
It's a little Paul Rust.
I'm not going to knock this
there
man like that.
There have been articles written about how unattractive he is.
That is so disrespectful.
Great.
Oh my God.
So don't pair unbelievably gorgeous women with unbelievably unattractive men
I would say that you can't do that. But that's how it is. That's not exactly inaccurate of life. Like there are a lot of gorgeous women who date men.
Not to that scale.
Have you never seen a couple and be like, she's way hotter than him.
Give me a program where it's, give me a television show or a movie where it's the opposite, where it's an unattractive woman with an attractive man, because that happens too.
Unattractive woman would attract, but for one, when I'm watching movies, I'm not looking for stuff like this, so it's gonna be hard for me to say, oh, this movie.
Project for next time is to come back with a film or a television show where there's an unattractive woman.
I just don't want
woman,
to be superficial. I don't want to be like, this guy's ugly.
Are.
This girl's
but
ugly.
You can tell.
This guy's
but
ugly.
You can tell.
We're going to have this conversation off the air.
That's fine.
We'll have it for a couple minutes because I know you got to go.
I mean, my schedule got changed, so it's fine.
Oh, okay. Because I definitely can. I'm ready. I'm ready for you. You know what I mean? And I'm going to give it to you, but I can't give it to you on the show because I'm not going to, I will come off like such a superficial asshole.
Because I'm coming off so great right now.
Here's the thing. I was going to say, there's another double standard that's going to work against a man. You can say whatever you want.
Oh no, it's so against hard a man, for men.
Because
straight men is so hard.
But what
life.
I'm saying, this is a double standard. And I feel like if you're going to, when it comes to different things, and like I tell women about this all the time, if we're on a ship and that ship is going on down, guess who's getting off
of
it?
Yeah, but guess what? There's double standards that are like,
Rachel's getting off that ship
and
Rachel's going down on
there
that ship.
There are always double standards, but there are double standards that we will accept and double standards that we should not accept.
What do you mean? We shouldn't accept any. If we're in a perfect world, there should be no double standard.
That's not realistic. But
so how do we choose which ones we're going to?
Well, when is a double standard bad enough that we say this has to change?
I think when there's discrimination.
Right. So a man, a straight man who has had enough privilege in his life that
how do you define that? And plus,
because you're a straight man,
here's the problem with that logic.
You get paid more than
I will go to the mat for this, because here's the problem with that logic. The problem with that logic is whenever you assume that, whenever you look at a group, whether it's straight man, whether it's gay woman, whether it's a racial group, whether it's racial makeup, like a lot of people feel like, hey, the white man just has everything.
But here's
the problem with that. If you have white male friends, you're going to know that that is just not true.
But
it's not
the truth. No one has everything.
And the thing is, it's when you go to try to put those kind of labels on things, you never know what people's problems are. You never know what they're dealing with. You never know what their challenges are in life.
Everyone has hard times. Yes. Everyone has shit that is, there's a white man out there who's saying like,
there's a white man
no,
out
because
there.
There's, is there? No, listen, there's a white man out there who's saying like, my life has been so hard. You don't know the shit that I went
right.
through.
Right. So I don't think it's true to be like, but, hey,
excuse me, can
making
I finish?
All that
excuse
stuff
me,
his
can
problem.
I finish, please?
You know what I mean?
Excuse me. Can I finish, please? Mm-hmm. But he has gone through all that shit that he went through. That was probably terrible. Maybe his whole family died, but he went through
maybe
that.
His whole family.
This is what
died.
I'm saying. But he went through that without the struggles that, he went through that with still the privilege of being a straight white man. So he hasn't had the struggles that other people have had. He has. So like there's somebody else. There's a black woman out there who has also her whole family.
And
has
there's
died.
Also a black woman out there who's got it all.
Yes. But that doesn't mean that. She, but there, first of all, no, because you just said nobody has it all. Nobody
no,
has
but,
it all.
What I'm saying is,
I bet you she had to fight to get
there. Is in better. You never.
But she that doesn't
it's
mean
it's very dangerous to assume other people's struggle. It's but, dangerous. But, and you should
but
not
privilege,
do it.
But privilege exists.
I'm not saying it doesn't.
It exists but across.
But they're not zero sum though, Rach. And the thing is like
you bring this into every argument, and it doesn't mean that it doesn't.
That's because
disvalidate
one. That's
what
because
I'm
one thing doesn't. The thing that you could accuse me of on one side is what I'm kind of arguing on the other side. Like just like
Barry,
you,
I really hate to be.
Because it'll be like situations where you'd be like, well, just because it's this doesn't mean it's that. But then the fact that you made that statement meaning it, the opposite of that statement could be made.
Okay, but two people could be going through the exact same thing. They got into a car crash. Each person on their whole family died. Whatever.
Right.
But
right.
If one of them is a white male, uh-huh. he has to deal with that without the issues that the woman, let's say it's a black woman on their side, that she will have to deal with. It will be different because she has the privilege. He has what all the things that come with being a white man and being a straight white man come with. He doesn't have to, like, he has that. Plus the like pain of whatever he's going through. Whereas the black woman will have to deal with all the other stuff. She is in the same exact situation, but she's probably from a lower class for just dealing with like stereotypically.
So even that stereotype, I don't like.
It's the truth.
It's not always the truth.
I know it's not
and,
always
and
the truth.
The thing
I
is,
can't say for every individual
yeah,
case.
And I get that. But what I don't like is the assumption of that is part of the problem. And that would be a whole different show because the assumption of that is part of the problem. It's part of like that. Like I said, with the depiction, the fact that a person will mentally say that
okay.
is part
if they
of
are
the
working,
issue.
If they're working the same job and they get into this car crash, mm-hmm. he will make more money and she will not.
Stereotypically. But that's not the case. It's not always the case.
Yes,
and the thing is,
but,
my
but,
friends.
But stereotypes, I mean, like, yes, but it's enough. This is the thing. It's not everybody. It's enough that it's
so
a problem.
So it is enough that it's a problem because one is a problem. So, of course, it's enough that it's a
right.
problem because it should
so
not
yes,
be.
Yes, I can't say that this person individually who I've made up is not going. But it's enough that the likelihood is higher.
So here's the thing, Rach. And this is what any of my friends, and be it with you, if somebody comes to me and says, well, oh, white women, they have it all perfect. And I'm like, well,
nobody has it all perfect.
But what I'm saying is if this was said to me, because I feel like here's what ends up happening. I end up sticking up for my friends a lot in this situation. I end up sticking up for my friends because I know these people and I know them. And it's like I end up sticking up for them a lot because my black friends are in much better financial situation than some of my white friends are. So it's like I hear them and I hear what you're saying. But I don't like the fact that one, I don't want my male white friends, I don't want their problems minimized. I don't want them. You know, their problems don't need to be minimized because of what society's doing. Their problems are their problems and they deserve to have to have the same amount of attention paid to them. I feel like their problems are minimized because they're white males. And to me, that's racist on its head because
I don't believe in reverse racism. Yeah, sorry.
No, it's just racism. And the thing is if it's against
a white person,
and that's part of the problem. It's kind of part of the problem. And the thing is if you're going to say, hey, I want a world that doesn't see race, you can't see race both ways. A world that doesn't see race doesn't only see race. I got to be on the receiving end.
That's a very like idealistic way to look at it.
I mean, that's a
I don't think it's realistic.
Well, this conversation that we're having is very idealistic because you're still going to see more boobs and dicks. We're still going to like the whole premise of this conversation is idealistic.
The bottom line
but
is you should watch Euphoria and if you like the first episode, despite the dicks,
but Rachel,
keep watching.
Is there 30 dicks in there?
Not the first episode.
How many?
I don't know.
I can deal with like one or two. I can't deal with 30.
I really think it's going to make you uncomfortable at first, and then you're going to get past it. And then
I was comfortable until you said 30.
That is a realistic number for the second episode.
I like how you didn't back down off 30. You're like, well, it is 30.
The dicks aren't even sexualized. They're just like there. You know what I'm saying?
Are they?
Yeah, they're not sexualized.
They're just like walking around dicks, like a gym or something like that.
It's literally a locker room. It's a locker room.
Okay.
It's not sexualized.
It's a scene in a locker room. It's, how long is a scene?
No,
does the whole
very
show
long.
Take place in a locker room? Mm-hmm. So the 30 dicks aren't spread out over an hour.
No.
Okay. Well, then for a scene like that, maybe I can just like look away or something.
I really think it's something you can get past. I really think it's something.
It probably is.
If you can watch a scene with a bunch of tits, you can watch a scene with a bunch of dicks.
Mm. Mm.
Just don't be attracted to it, and you're not attracted to it, you'll get over it. You know what I'm saying?
It's just not that easy.
I don't think you're giving yourself enough credit.
Because I don't want to look at 30 dicks. Is what you're saying?
I think it shouldn't stop you from watching the show.
I probably would. It wouldn't be a situation where I'm like, I'm just not going to watch it. I'm just kind of trolling that little bit there.
Yeah, I think if
I
you
would
watch
not,
it,
not watch it.
If you watch it, you'll get invested. That was my whole problem, is that you're saying you wouldn't watch it because of that.
No, that's kind of trolling. Because right. I'm going to say that I wouldn't watch it at all.
I think if you get invested.
But it's definitely not something that makes me more into. Like when you mention it, it doesn't make me like, okay, let me go.
I understand.
Put it on my watch list.
But this is what I'm saying. Like, you know how at this point when you watch a show with a lot of boobs, you're just like, you're just kind of like, you've seen it before. It's not anything that super exciting. You know what I'm saying? You're like, mm-hmm,
absolutely.
It's what's the word? Numb, kind of.
Like desensitized.
Desensitized. Mm. That's what we need to do to men. We need to that's what this is doing. Cause the dicks aren't shown in a sexualized way. They're just sort of there. And once you've seen it once, you're like, oh,
remember there was dicks and girls. It was a fake one though.
I remember Matthew Reese's dick. Mm-hmm.
It was fake.
But this is what I'm saying.
But
like
it was there.
It desensitizes it, which is bringing an aspect of equality between men and women and nudity in film.
So do you feel like there's something wrong? Because remember when we were talking about the women who just don't want to take their shirts off and don't want to be nude. Do you feel like there should be like women should be able to just be nude? If women could be topless at the same rate that guys can be topless.
Yeah.
Do you think that would you frown upon women just being topless? Like if you were just seeing them out and
if that's what they want, I think it's real. Like if that's what a woman wants to do,
uh-huh.
I'm not sexualized by tits. They don't do anything for me. So I'm already desensitized to them.
If it's the case there, then why can't a woman just, who's an actress, just be like, hey, I don't care about tits. I don't even care.
Right. If that's the woman's perspective. Great. I don't think that's a lot of the woman's perspective.
From what I've been forced on them.
Yes, from what I've seen in interviews, which you know I watch a shit ton.
Interviews? Okay.
When
you're doing actors, okay.
Yeah, they all say like we need less nudity. We need less nudity. Why are we all have to be naked all the time? Like it's not coming from a place of me in my mind being like, oh, I wouldn't want to be naked. It's literally coming from a place of me watching thousands and thousands of interviews because you know that's what I do in my free time mm-hmm. of women who say that they don't.
Have you watched any really good ones?
Any that really
stick out to you?
Every time they do the Hollywood Reporter does them. The Hollywood Reporter does these roundtables where they talk about women. And then they sit down with like 8 or 9 of the actresses that are like kind of going through the award season. And they talk about and they ask them questions. And it's like 9 of them at a table for like an hour. Mm. And they talk about lots of different things. Usually sexuality and nudity in film comes up. And yes, some of those actresses are like, I said no. And I feel happy about that. Some of those actresses are like, Natasha Lyonne literally said the other day, she was like, I never got nude when I was younger and I should have because my body looked great. And then some of the actresses are like, yeah, I have done nude scenes that I didn't want to do before and I've hated them. And I've had uncomfortable situations with directors. Like,
absolutely. And I can see that.
And you're right. But for the most part, what you hear from the women is them saying, and they do this every year. So I've watched each of them that they've done for like maybe.
The Hollywood Reporter.
Hollywood Reporter.
Okay.
And I've watched, you know, these maybe 10 years of these interviews. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's generally the consensus. Again, there's a few outliers. There's always going to be. But the general consensus is that these women don't want to get naked and they'd rather not get naked.
I mean, how do you have a sex scene? What if the guy gets naked too? Like, and a lot of
it's
times,
not about
too,
a, it's about
I
what
feel
you
like
show.
You would need to change since censorship laws would need to be changed. They would need to be reworked because
no,
you can't
you
have
female
a penis.
Directors.
You can't have a penis. Nope. Well, even if you have a female director, a penis is not going to be equal to boobs from a censorship. And that might get you one. Showing a penis might get you one rating. Showing boobs might get you another.
Yeah.
They're not equal. Like, and
well,
the same
HBO,
thing, just
you
like
can
you can't show a vagina.
Want.
Like
on HBO,
showing a vagina is not the same as showing boobs.
Well, you can on HBO.
They're not.
You can on HBO.
I mean, to a certain degree.
No, HBO can literally show whatever they want.
Like, when, I mean, we, I
you
watch,
pay
like,
for
you
it,
watch so Game of Thrones, right?
Yeah.
And Game of Thrones, a lot of sex.
Yeah.
A lot of sex all throughout Game of Thrones. They're not, they're, you might, the vagina might be alluded to. But they're not showing full blown vagina.
Yeah.
They're not. They're not showing you lips
well,
and clit and all that stuff.
Not,
you're not seeing all that stuff.
Vagina itself is not considered like hot. You don't like. You don't want to see a close up of a vagina and be
wait,
like,
wait,
ooh.
who's you don't want
like,
to see?
Do you think just a close up of a vagina is attractive?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a straight. I think vagina is attractive in any context.
Okay.
When it's not like
interesting. I didn't. It's not. It's not actually like a sexualized because vaginas typically.
I don't know any guy who's got a problem looking at a vagina.
All right. Never mind. I mean,
we would love, as a matter of fact, let's free the penis.
I'm sorry, but the vagina.
But let's also free the vagina.
The vagina
let's free
is not,
both.
The
can
vagina
we free both
is
of
not
them?
Typically a sexualized part of the woman. It's the whole rest of the body.
Can we free like both though? Would you
sure.
be open to that?
Yes.
If we're going to free the penis, let's
free
the
vagina.
Vagina.
I'm fine with that.
I think
we're
we should end
penis,
the show right here. Like,
if we're
this
showing
is,
penis,
we come
we're showing
to
vagina.
A meeting of the minds. Yes.
Can't believe we made it.
Let's free all of it. Let's free all of it. I'm down for that. Can they put vaginas in Euphoria? Is
okay,
it
but they're not
Adam?
Taking out the dicks.
Okay.
There's going to be 30 dicks and like...
Can it be 30 vaginas?
15 vaginas.
Why does it got to be a 2-to-1 ratio?
All right. Because women have shown over time, men need to make up for it.
Very nice.
Men need to make up
wow.
for the past
I get
years.
Two. I get two. I don't get as many. I don't get as many evidently
tits
on the vagina
in,
size.
There are definitely tits
you know?
In Euphoria. They're just not as many.
It's not 30.
No. But when... I mean... Well, how many dicks did you see in Game of Thrones?
Not nearly as many as I saw boobs, but I didn't see many vaginas either. That's what I'm saying. Like
but
they tend to be
boobs.
Like below the belt. It's
but
not
you
a,
saw
it's,
boobs.
There's not an equivalence there.
Right.
Like
so
one is
not,
more extreme
if
than
not,
the
so you're
other.
Saying if there's not an equivalent that men need to show like nothing that's in, you know,
I think that's from a society standpoint. Like that's why you're doing the whole free the nipple situation. Cause the women's boobs have been sexualized. Like they, that's why the whole free the
right.
nipple situation is about.
Right.
Like they don't
well,
want their
free
boobs
the nipple,
sexualized.
Free
they
the
just
nipple,
want to be able to show them.
But free the nipple isn't sexualizing boobs. It's literally women
no,
taking
I'm saying,
back their power.
It's the fact
and
that
Game
they
of Thrones
have been sexual.
Right.
It's the fact that it has been sexualized.
But the way
is the problem.
Game of Thrones is shot sexualizes boobs.
Yeah. Because boobs are sexualized. It is how it
but
is in society
know,
right now.
In Euphoria, the boobs are not sexualized for the most part. There's like one scene where they are, but for the most part, they're not.
They might like a woman. When you say sexualized, you mean like maybe a woman changing or something like that. That's
right.
not, that's non-sexual
right.
context.
There's a
scene so you're sexualizing means just context of actual sex is what you're saying. Not like a woman changing
no,
and then showing her boobs or something like that.
It's how the camera is shooting it.
Like if it closes up. So is close up on boobs considered sexualizing?
If the boobs are like the main part of the shot, kind of, then yes. You see what I'm saying?
Kind of because if
yeah it, it's all okay you're,
if you do like if you do a woman and it's a full shot of her undressing and then it closes up on her boobs or her boob does it the camera does a close up closer to her
yeah it's
boobs and I would
get
that be more on a pervy
things,
side
it's two things one of them is how what the yes what the woman is doing in the scene and then also how she shot so like yeah if she's changing then and you just see her tits then yeah, it's probably not super sexualized.
Right.
If she's changing and then yes, you close up on her boobs.
Sexualized.
That's very sexualized.
Okay. I can see that. I can see that. And I do
kind
see
of
that.
Who is it meant for? There's a thing in film called the male gaze, which is like when, for example, in She's All That, when she walks down the stairs and she's hot now that her glasses are off.
Of course.
And the and you literally see it from the male's perspective.
Uh-huh.
And you go look up the woman. Mm-hmm. All you're seeing is her body. Mm-hmm. You're not really seeing the woman and it's from the male gaze.
Now,
so that's
with that
gaze.
Is something I feel like, cause I feel like some of the other stuff society has like censorship laws, the way that things, the way the women's bodies viewed. I think a lot of those things have to change before certain
right.
things change in movies.
I mean, if you look at
with
like
that in particular though, I feel like a female director
would
help
change
that.
That's why
that
if you look at
male
Wonder,
gaze
if you
situation.
Look at Wonder Woman, there is a female gaze scene in which Chris Pine gets out of the hot springs. And like, there's just like, he's just covering up his private area. And that's very much like female gaze. You're looking from her perspective as he like gets
out. Is it also because this woman are just more attractive than men?
No.
The woman's body is more attractive than the man's body.
That's just because you're straight. It's the only reason you think that is because you're straight.
Women's bodies are beautiful. Men's bodies are utilities.
Like as a bisexual person, I can tell you.
They're meant to be used, not gazed at.
Oh my God. I have.
Do you want to gaze at penises? Do you really?
Sure. I don't know. I don't see a lot. Well, I don't want to gaze at, but you're asking the wrong person. I don't want to gaze at tits either.
You don't want to gaze at anything.
I like faces.
You want to gaze at a face.
I want to gaze at face.
You're in heaven here, Rachel, because face, people have to show their face.
Right.
You're in heaven.
I'm great. But like, that's the thing. Yeah. You think that women's bodies are more beautiful because you're straight and men's bodies are used for utility because you have a man's body and you use it.
I will say, let's roll that back.
Look at Magic Mike. Straight women love Magic Mike.
I will say this though. Let's roll that back because I can admire like what guys are work out and they have like a good physique. That's different.
I can admire a woman who I'm not attracted to.
Like if a guy has nice physique, then I feel like that can be admired because that's a nice. That's a nice physique.
It can absolutely be sexualized too.
Yeah. And that's Magic Mike's a good example. Like that is different because those guys work out.
The reason why the reason why you say that like men, women's bodies are more beautiful is because women's bodies have been shown over media substantially larger than men.
What? Maybe I just like women's bodies more.
Right. That's also true. They're both accurate. They're both accurate.
And they have been shown more.
Yeah.
Which I do appreciate. That's one that goes.
This is where we're going to end the podcast.
That goes in my column.
I'm leaving.
So no, Rach, we got to talk about our superficial stuff. All right. So let's end the show now. All right. All right. This is Rach, Rachel ATL. We will see you on Apple, or you can hear us on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, and other reputable and non-reputable streaming sites. Is that good? Can I just record that and just put that on every show?
Yeah,
I'm just going to lead every show.
We
got to
get ourselves a sponsor.
So I can just add that. Can Starbucks be the first one? Because did you bought me Starbucks?
It's going to be really hard to get sponsors.
It depends. I mean, how good does Starbucks is?
All right, you call them. You see it.
All right, I'll see what I can do.